Blog Talk Radio.
Give a shout out to Ann. Yeah. Me and Miss Jones. Stay off. Yo, I don't even understand. Make sure it works. Damn, it didn't even say that. Now, hold on. Jill, I can let me see if there's something I can do. Log in, create settings, premium services. Because the sound is real shit. Yeah, but just hold on a second. I'm going to try something. Let me see. Let's see if this works. Connected. But let me try again. I have no idea what's going on here. I probably should have done it. Why does it keep saying connecting? Why doesn't it just fucking connect? It keeps saying connecting, but it's not connecting. I'm trying something, but I don't think I should be trying this either. Apparently, this ain't working. This ain't working. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. The fuck is this? This is the dumbest shit I've ever seen. Let me try something. God, I really apologize for this. Apparently, my system is acting a fool. I'm trying to find another way around it. I should probably go deal with the other one. At least that's the hard line. But for some reason, it just isn't working. And this is continuing to do that file shit by not opening up. Why the hell would it keep doing that? Oh, Jesus Christ. This motherfucker gives you seconds to open up this damn box because the box is too small to open. Damn it. You click on it, it goes back. And you have to rush over to get it to open. Are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. Connecting. Oops, we have... What? Close Skype and reopen it. This is stupid. Y'all be patient with me. I know this is crazy. Y'all are watching me do this thing. This is crazy. It is insane. but it's not calling. It's just, and it just keeps saying connecting, which is weird because it's actually not connecting. I'm going to try something else, and then I'm going to get out of here, out of this, and then just I'll make it work. I don't understand what I'm doing wrong. So I'm going to shut it down. Apparently, I don't know what I'm doing. What the hell? It just worked? I don't think it's working. We're going to have to cut this out. This is a bunch of mess. Not ringing or making a noise.
Radio. Host pin when finished. Press the pound key.
It's working. Oh, crap. There's no...
Sorry, but I did not hear you press the pin number.
I didn't put a do it. Bad.
More digits of your PIN number.
Who knows how to work, Skype?
Talk radio.
What the fuck? Who knows how to use Skype? Because it has no dial pad here.
Blog Talk Radio. Enter your host key.
There's no dial pad. Yeah, I really apologize for this. I should have had this done before. I'm going to try it, and I don't know what the hell is it doing now. I don't want to do that. Fuck it. Let me try something else. Fuck it. We're going to make it work a little different. And talk. We're gonna. They're stupid. We're gonna try to make it work though. I don't know what we're hearing here. Hello. All right, we'll try to make that work. Sounds like you can hear me somewhat. All right. Thank you guys for coming and dealing with me on here on the show. For coming here. The numbers are 362. Ms. Melanie Sutek, it came over. You guys heard the video. The question now is, what do you guys think here on Morning Soto? Again, call in, press 1. 646, caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Tommy. How are you?
I'm well, dear. How are you?
Well, my name is in the chat room. I'm Casey Kim, and I was just calling because there's an issue within the Black community that I think we don't really talk too much about, and it's mental illness. And when I see Melanin Sutek, she comes online and she's angry and she's yelling and she's screaming and she's like projecting all of her problems on the black male. Instead, she needs to focus basically on herself. And she's 33.
She's trying to help the community. She's trying to build for the community, nation building. She's just using big ass words.
But it's like it's so nonsensical because one minute she's on there yelling and screaming, cursing out the black man, cursing out the black community, and then she turns around the following day and she apologizes. You can't. That doesn't make any sense. You can't do that. It sounds to me like she has more of something going on mentally within herself, in which she has not chosen the right men. She has not chosen the right man to be a father to her children. She's not focusing on herself to make herself a better person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no decent, right, real man is going to want her. I mean, the fact that she's 33 years old, she has two children, and she is not fat. She is, in the medical term, she is morbidly obese.
Thank you.
So, because I'm a healthcare professional, so I see this stuff a lot. She's morbidly obese. She's going to bring on a lot of chronic health conditions. I mean, how can she play with her kids? I take it that she could barely walk up a flight of steps.
Like, that's crazy to weigh that much. That's insane. And then you make a video claiming, but in the process, you never apologize. She's sitting right there in the chat room, running her mouth. But when she has an opportunity to speak, she won't. So she'll sit there and type her little off. And I had no idea this woman was this big. I didn't. All I saw was, because I'm a fan of tits, all I saw was tits and a cute face. That's it. And when she said 270, and here's what you got to understand about women. You tell me if I'm lying. Most women who tell you how much they weigh, yeah, you got to add a few pounds. It's just like when they tell you you slept with. But arguing with, I've said that's wrong. Remember, she's a fan of my tone. Why would she now no longer be a fan of my tone? Because her. Think about that. I want.
She seems so soft.
What I speak and how I speak. You,
mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
She seems so suspect because when you did the broadcast where you had like Q Butter on there, and Q Butter was like, "Yeah, I'm on your channel because I'm using you," and she started the hand clap and going, "That nigga, yeah, Brooklyn in the house." I mean, that just showed that she's there for an ulterior motive, and it's like I feel that when she's online yelling and screaming, and she's angry, she's speaking the truth. That's the truth coming out of her. That apology stuff that she does, that's something I see a lot of females do that. They'll come and they'll do something wrong, and then I'll be like, "Oh, I'm so sorry." I mean, you can't – what is the – there's a saying. You can't – crazy – madness or craziness is doing the same thing over and over and expecting
insanity.
A different result. Oh, insanity.
Insanity.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
And I'm glad you brought up what you just said. She praised Q Butter, opportunist. The motherfucker text me talking about some you're an opportunist. You're an opportunist. Bitch, Q Butter is your friend, and you praise him for being an opportunist, so shut the fuck up. The difference between me, you, and Q Butter is I'm better at being an opportunist than y'all. Don't see me online going the fuck off on all black women when I claimed I loved them, calling them all hoes and shit. When I claimed I loved them.
From listening to your broadcast, what I find is that you're calling out, and the one thing a lot of black women and women in general do not like, it's very difficult, is when someone calls you out for what you're doing wrong and you're not willing to acknowledge, you know what, like you say, Tommy, my bad, this is something I need to work on. You know you're doing something when you're calling someone out and instead of them just acknowledging it, they get defensive and want to get angry at you or project it on something else instead of saying, you know what, it really is me. I am the problem.
I said something. I mean, she can't.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that was a lie. Then you want to make this apology video talking about opportunity. Apology video? You look stupid in the day.
Exactly.
That's the reason why you said Tony's right. And then admitted any fault, someone else's fault. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the truth doesn't change. I mean, you can't one day be yelling and screaming and then the next day you're apologizing for the actions. And I really feel bad for her children because she has young black male children that she's raising. And what's going to happen if they see what she's doing online? It looks really bad.
It's a live show, and you're talking about me, and I got something to say. I'll call you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind calling you. You're saying some. You're saying something, and letting you know you are disparaging my name and saying things about me that are completely untrue.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
What's happening here? She may not like the bitch words. She may not like a lot of stuff. But you know what I haven't done? Told one lie. Not one. One of the greatest things she could do for the community, as she claims she can do it, why the fuck would you spend years talking about nation building when you won't even reduce the size of your gut for a second?
Exactly. I mean, and that's a really, she's really, really big. And that's a really big health issue that she has.
270. Into perspective, that's why I said at 270, there are defensive tackles, Google it, tackles that are smaller than this female. That's trying to tell black men that they need to do this and black women they need to do that when she can't do something as simple as pick a right dick.
Oh, God.
Well, she couldn't.
She made it,
and when she couldn't
she
pick
made,
a right dick, she didn't blame herself. She blamed the dicks.
Exactly. And it seems as though she's attracted to drama because it's like she likes the thug type character, thug type male.
I noticed that easily. I said, wait a minute. I'm looking at this woman, and I'm some good dudes have talked to her.
Yeah. I've run across a lot of females like that. It's like if the guy is like, you know, on the straight and narrow path, he's like boring to them. There's some females I know that they thrive on drama. And it's like if the guy's not bringing drama into their life, they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so bored. I need someone with some excitement. And those guys that bring all that excitement that they're so-called looking for bring a lot of problems.
She talked to a camera about nothing for an hour. She's self-absorbed. She's insecure. And like you said, she likes drama. She stood in the middle of the street yelling like a banshee.
Yeah.
Yelling
not a good look.
Like a because a dude had a white woman. And in her apology video, she just excused that too. You got to understand, we had been talking for about an hour. So, bitch, you stayed that hyped up for hours?
Yeah.
We've been talking for over an hour before what y'all saw. You
but
had been hyped
like
up that damn hype?
Yeah.
That is crazy to me. But I'm glad you were able to get in.
I'm so happy I was able to talk to you.
I'm glad you were able to be able to get in. I hope you start calling in more often. I'm going to give you the last word, though.
I just want to say thank you, Tommy. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good fight that you're doing. And have a great day. I'll be in the chat room.
Thank you. Boy, thank you very much. And let me, bye-bye. Let me, a phone call. Let me let you guys see what this woman, now this happened before she did that video. You get her in her natural element. She shows you who she is, because you shouldn't have several times in which an individual acts this way. You shouldn't. This woman said while in her pro a black man, when in her apology, she claimed she don't try to disrespect black men. This black man never disrespected her at all. You're jealous of that white girl, Melanin Sutek? You know what you need to be jealous of? That white girl on her head, and that white girl's walking out there with no makeup on. And guess what she got? One of your damn black kings. But three times that white woman got her a good, because it's easy for her to walk in and get a good black man when we got to deal with women who are that fucking huge. You leave on your hair. You make sure you put makeup on your face, but you refuse to lose weight. 15 pounds. Before you weighed yourself, you were 285 pounds. Nothing to do with disliking me or not liking what the fuck I said. And remember, I keep saying, if you claimed you liked what I did and how I spoke to people, and I just keep it real when I talk to other people, it when I do it to you. How she I saw that people said she said she's on the phone line. Do me a favor, Melanie Sutek, if you are on my phone, please one and then press it again. Now off the host queue. They make host queue. So I'm going to assume Sutek, if somebody else did. Oh, God. Y'all really? I asked Melanie Sutek. Eight motherfuckers did it. Jesus Christ. Now she's okay. I mean, let me tell y'all something. If anybody else, if the next person who does it when I ask her to do it again, and if I see your number again, right now, what I need. If you are on the line, Melanie Sutek, do me a favor. Press 1 to get off the line, back on it. Nobody else needs to be trying to get on my line and pressing 1. Hello? We want Melanie Sutek. Tech on the line. You're on the host. people are as rocks.
Hello?
Shit.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can't. Oh, fuck.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but you're distorted. Am I distorted?
Yeah, it sounds like it's, to me on my end, it sounds like it's lagging.
You're going,
well, how else is that person supposed to sound?
If you're going to use a, can we do that?
I didn't hear anything you said. Everybody's saying we're lagging, and they're saying you're choppy, too.
Okay.
Yeah, can you hear me? Okay, maybe I should hang up and call back.
What the fuck? Still distorted. Lagging too. What about now? Am I still distorted? Make this happen. And we're going to bring it back up. I'm going to shut everything down and bring her back. I'm going to shut everything down and bring her back. Let me shut it all down and I'll come. God, dog, it said video's ended. Christ. Yeah, I'll come back. And everybody that's listening, let me see if I can get. I'll be right back, guys. Everybody, I'll be right back.